through stories from around the world. I'm Pete Musto.
And I'm Dorothy Gundy.
From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live. U.S.-backed Iraqi forces launched an assault Sunday on ISIS terrorists in the town of Tal Afar, west of Mosul. Tal Afar and the surrounding areas are the last pockets of ISIS-held territory in Iraq. In a televised speech early Sunday, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said the city of Tal Afar will be liberated and will join all the liberated cities. Abadi called on the militants to surrender or die. By early afternoon on Sunday, the commander of the operation said his forces had recaptured a series of villages east, southwest, and northwest of Tal Afar. The U.S.-led coalition providing air and other support to the troops praised what it said was a capable, formidable, and increasingly professional force. Spain's hunt for the driver of a van that barreled through a crowd in Barcelona last week has focused on the northeastern towns of Ripoll and Manilu. Police set up numerous roadblocks hoping to capture a 22-year-old Moroccan man whom they suspect was behind Thursday's attack, which killed 13 people and injured more than 100 others. On Sunday, Spanish police told reporters they had found 120 gas canisters in a home believed to be the bomb-making factory of the suspect.